Mustang 6 is trying to contact you. Let me relay. Break, Mustang 6, Mustang Alpha 6, go ahead. 6, were you able to get the front of the shoot only a definite target. Shoot only a definite target, Silver.
Mustang 6 is Mustang 1-6, over. Mustang 1-6, Mustang 6. This is Mustang 1-6. This 1-6 element is back to the rear of Mustang Charlie. We have 7 carriages here, 1 litter patient, over.
Degrees and about 500 meters, over.
We thought they were going to shoot up like this.
Over.
They gotten a little bit further than we had anticipated, so they're up in here now. Right now they are pinned down also. We're trying to get them to move down to the south, break contact, and then come over here to the corner. So we'll see. They should be able to.
I'd like to do a few questions here for an interview. One is, how big an enemy unit do you think you've run into?
It's at least a company. It might be a battalion. It's awfully hard to say when you run into these people, but it's at least a company. It's probably a battalion, though.
Who do you think is getting hurt the most?
Well, I think he is right now. It appears to me that we hit the element, and now they have a couple of, well, not a couple, but several snipers all the way around us that are keeping us pinned down while they withdraw the main body to pull out their wounded and so forth. There's no doubt in my mind that they're getting hurt worse than we are. We're sending out more fire than they are. We got artillery all around our front left flank. Pull it in about 100 meters of us. So I'm sure it's pretty well wiped. Hit it pretty hard.
How do you feel personally about this jungle fighting like this?
How do I feel personally?
You think this is the toughest kind of fighting?
Negative. I'd rather be here than out in the middle of a rice paddy where you can't get any cover.
Will you stay here or will you move ahead or what's your plan?
As soon as we are sure that we have fire superiority, we'll move ahead. We definitely won't stay here and pull away from them. While we've got them here, while we've got them fixed, we'll do all we can to maintain contact with them.
What do you think is up ahead?
Well, it's hard to say. We ran into a good company in here, and now we're here running into a good company plus. I don't know if it's the same people or not. The further we push, the more we run into the plantation and so forth. So I imagine the more we push, the more we'll hit, I would think.
Are you satisfied that as far as your casualties are concerned so far, they're not serious or not a problem?
Well, any casualty is serious. Any casualty is a problem, but I really consider them light. Considering the amount of firefight, the firefight we've had, the casualties we had have been quite light, I think.
Do you think there may be a really major Viet Cong base camp ahead that they're trying to clean out right now?
It very well may be, because we're right in the middle of a base camp right now, a pretty small one. And we left the base camp that we were in this morning that was at least a good company-sized base camp, and it had the supply routes coming in at the roads and trails and so forth indicated it was used a lot. It's right on the periphery of this entire jungle area. So I imagine the farther we push in, the more we're going to find, and the bigger element is going to be inside. The smaller elements will be security along the outside.
So you anticipate some pretty fierce fighting in the days ahead?
Very well may be. We might have a pretty good little firefight on our hands here for a couple of 3 days.
Station. Okay. Straight back to battalion. Get him straight back to battalion base station and stay down, damn it. Yeah, straight back here.
I want you to, are you actually in contact with fighter Charlie 6? And what is his situation as far as his left flank goes?
Negative. We're about 300 meters apart,
Hero. Roger, I figured from the firefight that he's about 300 meters into the jungle east of you. Is that the way you look at it?
Yes, I would say confirmative. I pick up azimuth about 110 to his firefight.
110 from your azimuth? Roger, that puts you a little bit southeast of us.
Roger, roger.
Okay, break. Fighter Charlie 6, Mustang 6.
How's he making all the moves?
Mustang 6, roger. Okay, go on. Mustang 6, what time you anticipate touchdown?
There's a strike airport now, as you're seeing, in less than 0.5
of us. Roger, I want to repeat, no suppression east of 4-1. I've got everything east. You can suppress anything you see west of 4-1.
There's a strike, I understand, over.
I request that you run your suppression runs only north to south. Please do not go west to east. This is Mustang 6. Thank you, Ops.
We will try to make my Bravo element is coming up to come into the middle of where we discuss or make a link up. And we will then link up with you, over.
Roger, they're going to slip Bravo air in between where you're presently located and my Mustang Alpha element.
6, Alpha 6, Mustang 6.
Roger, let's hustle on that thing. Open up with everything you got. All right, here come the helicopters.
What was that?
Now. Well, tell them to keep throwing in the M79s, all the grenades and all the small arms they can. Let's go ahead and kill those bastards while we got a good chance.
It's Alpha 6, Roger, Roger. However, now we're starting to run a little bit low on ammo. We've been doing a lid out here.
Roger, are you estimate how much more you got left? All right, let's don't let that hold up. That's Trojan you hear coming in out by the chopper.
Roger, Roger.
Don't miss this chance. Now let's go ahead and wrap those bastards up.
He doesn't really know right now. They just picked up and moved, and now they're down. Just how many are shot, how many are killed, it could be hard to give an accurate count right now.
Roger, go ahead and keep working that area with the M79s in, and let's see if we can't go ahead and have a darn good body count on this thing.
Well, also be advised, we're trying to pull artillery in right on top of them.
Roger, what was the range from where your left flank was to where that is?
About 30 meters, I guess.
Roger, I don't recommend the artillery unless you can walk it down 50 at a time.
Roger, Roger.
Mustang 6, wait one, Alpha 6. Break, Charlie, boxcar Charlie 6, Mustang 6, how close is it when you say too close? I like to keep it in real tight.
All right,
Charlie 6,
I
don't agree. Roger, if it's not closer than 30 meters, I want to keep it in. It's coming in real, real good. I don't think we need to have any problem with it, but I want to make sure we get those bastards. Mustang 6, you monitor?
Alpha 6, Roger. We're waiting here for a read back from Boxer Charlie 6.
Roger, in the meantime, add 2-5 and continue shooting, and let's see if maybe we can drop 2-5 later, but I don't want to stop the shooting right now. Maybe they're trying to pull out in the wall here.
Alpha 6, welcome.
Holy smokes, boy, don't one of those bastards get you.
Boxer Charlie 6,
Mustang 6.
Boxer Charlie 6, it is now 50 meters. If it doesn't come any less than that, it's okay, over.
Roger, let's let it go. We're going to bring it on in just where we had it. Break Alpha 6, Mustang 6, no adjustment, repeat fire for effect.
Alpha 6, repeat fire for effect.
Roger, is that right on the button where that Banzai charge took place?
That's Alpha 6. The center of it is not, because if the center of it were, the right portion of it would be landing onto my 2-5 element.
Roger, but you are on target as best you can get it in there.
Alpha 6, affirmative.
Okay, tell your FO good shooting. Let's keep it up. Keep it going.
And not out, over.
Roger, you got a weapon on him?
It's Bravo 6. They're checking that out now. He's got a, you can see him. He's got Webby.
Boxer Charlie 6, Mustang Alpha 6.
And all that, over.
Roger, so he's hardcore.
Definitely.
Roger.
Hey, boy, you have contact with Trojan.
Roger.
They're requesting a fire be stopped.
No.
Wait.
Trojan requesting it through you. Boxcar Charlie 6, Mustang 6.
Boxcar Charlie 6, over.
Okay, what story?
Boxcar Charlie 6. People on the front of the line here are yelling ceasefire. I'll give you a reading in a 0-1, over.
Roger, be advised. We have ceasefire. We have ceasefire. Roger on that?
It's
Fighter 3, Mustang 6. This Mustang 6, my right flank's getting hit real hard again. I wish you'd get your people up there between the two as fast as you possibly could, please. Mustang 6, you got that artillery coming? Roger, tell that up fellow to call it. This has operational.
Roger, we told them 100 BC in the attack. They don't seem to respond.
All right, Bart, they can't get the damn artillery in there. Get them off the ass. Now, report back to Atlas 6. We've got our second attack coming out from our right front. This is Mustang 6, negative. Issue 33, Mustang 6. This is Mustang 6. Please contact Mustang 33 Delta on this push and tell them to get Mustang 3 in the air so I can have some immediate relay back on the situation. Mustang 6, how are you coming up here on my right flank? That's the flank I just got hit from again.
We're moving. I'm trying to tie up Mike Charlie. Somebody's trying to get his wounded out of there. It's going to take me a minute or two, over.
Roger, now I'm not making any effort at all to move my wounded right now. More things important than that. I'm afraid we're just going to have to be a little bit hard-nosed about it until we get these damn things whipped. I've got all mine still in position.
Now, this is great. That's affirmative, but he was on that one alpha that was cut off over on the west, on the east, over.
Roger, I appreciate if you get up here and join up the gap between Fighter Charlie and my Mustang Alpha as soon as you could, please.
Fighter 3, we'll go over.
Mustang 6, is 233, cease fire is
under sight. Thank you. Alpha 6, Mustang 6. What was the cease fire?
I don't know. I heard it coming over the radio.
Roger, who called it? Boxer Charlie?
4-0. 5-7, I don't know.
Roger, now, was that fire was brought into the right of that last volley, was it not?
Negative, it was brought into the left of it. It seemed to hit down further left. And so, Boxer Charlie, brought up Boxer Charlie's area. Evidently working down west of the area.
Roger, now, is that in the proper position for that last man's eye?
Negative, it seemed far to the left.
Well, get your FO on the stick there. Do you want to go ahead and get it out to your right front?
It's out to six. Well, I don't know what this thing fires.
The ceasefire is because of perhaps it's getting too close to Boxer Charlie. Tell your FO to give it about a 100 right and about add 50 and try it. Alpha 6, you roger?
It's Alpha 6. Roger, we'll go.
This is Mustang 6.
I did Fox Charlie 6. That was a good correction. I have got so far 2 killed and 5 wounded from the artillery, and that last battery was right on them over there. And if you come right, as you said, and add, as you said, it should come out okay. Over.
All right, we'll make it right 100, add 50.
Roger.
Okay, Bart, you got that? Pull the ceasefire off, get them to fire it again, only add right 100, add 50. Also getting dangerously low on ammo. I'm going to have somebody up here to resupply me as soon as they can. We're just going to have to get some more support into the area in addition to the two companies that are coming up on either flank. We're sort of anchored in the center, holding the center down. Still got to get some ammo resupply and some casualties out of here. Now, we've been holding them for almost 3.5 hours, and it's time we went ahead and started thinking of this. I wish that was six. Consider this business of trying to get my people out. We're going to have to sort of bring in a force, resecure the Lima Zulu that my Charlie on. Roger, is Boxcar helping you on your left flank? Isn't Boxcar helping you on your left flank? Roger, Fighter 3, please hurry it up. Please hurry it up, Fighter 3. Fighter 3, please hurry it up. Mustang 6, please hurry it up. Please hurry it up. We're getting hit again on the right flank. We're not going in. Roger, please expedite. Just do your best. Six, is our truck coming in the right place? Roger, let's move it. Roger, I'm telling the whole fire, I'm trying to move the fighter element up between the your element and Alpha's right flank, and then get the fighter Charlie, fighter Bravo tied in, so we got something in here permanent. I'm telling him to be very careful. Fighter 3 is trying to move his people as fast as he can.
This is Charlie 6, roger out.
This Mustang 6, be prepared to resupply with 50% of your basic load to Alpha.
Mustang 6, issue
3-3. Issue 3-3, Mustang 6, wait, break. Charlie 6, Mustang 6.
This is Charlie 6. I understand people prepare to take a
5-0
my basic load up to
This is Mustang 6. That's affirmative.
This is Roger.
Low up there, particularly on their left flank, one platoon. So I'll probably have to go ahead and start readjusting the ammo that we've got on hand right here within the area until we can get something in the way of emergency resupply.
This is Charlie 6. Roger.
Break. Issue 3-3, Mustang 6. Send your message.
Mustang 6,
issue 3-3, Atlas 6 advises that another element is coming in to reinforcement will be departing in approximately 1-0. However, on resupply, the Lima Zulu must be secured before that.
This is Mustang 6. That's the problem. I don't want to break contact to do it.
And if this other element comes in, I'd like to recommend that that element more or less pass through my position and let me fall back to secure that LZ to get these wounded out and get some emergency resupply.
Roger, we'll relay. Hey, I got you.
left to do what now? Roger, I'm on the same loom as Lulu, except I'm having to take a more easterly heading. When you get them on the ground, tell that element that when they land, they go from the Lima Zulu, almost due east, till they come to the area, a corner of a field located 411-539er. 411-539er. Then from there, move more left on about a 6-0 azimuth from that corner, and come on into my position till they got to contact me. Is he gonna steal back?